Okay, we're in session. We're not really called to order because, as I mentioned in the letter, we're not posted for a meeting. So we're mainly just here to hear comments. Received a number of emails, a couple of three ask us to reconsider. Some had said they didn't have opportunity or weren't up to speed about what was going on and wanted to get their two cents in. So we're going to meet today and take comments, listen. The next week we're gone Monday and Tuesday. We can't all get together on Wednesday. So it'll be the 30th before we have a chance to sit down again as a commission and discuss this again, if that's the desire.
I believe, Bob, if you can correct this, a motion to reconsider can be done anytime. Is that correct? Or do we have to post a motion to reconsider?
Before he has an opportunity to answer, I'm not going to reconsider today for the first reason.
Okay.
Is this was called in much haste today.
Okay.
And I would like to give folks time to look over the documents. I know one lady that emailed that's not in town, so I don't want to rush it into it today.
Okay.
And I just want to know, a motion to reconsider is not a motion to change your decision. It's only to, again, evaluate the decision, and you can still go the same way or a different way.
Because
motion to reconsider isn't a change.
Because I just to let you know, since I was not on the prevailing side, I can't enter any discussion. So I'm just going to sit here and listen because of how Robert's Rules of Order work, I will strictly be listening. So I just want to make sure everyone understands that. So,
and again, that's my position. I'd be glad to visit one-on-one afterwards or between now and the 30th or whenever it is we can meet again. But just so we don't cause a problem with sunshine law and all that, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep. All right, so you're welcome to the mic. Come a-running and if you would, please come to the mic so everybody hears what you got to say.
Can I have to go to the mic?
Please.
Well, it's under administrative, sure.
I mean, yeah, I think Jim's.
I just wanted to see if you wanted to take it off or not.
No.
I don't think that we're under admit. I guess we could be under administrative just listening. Is that all right, Bob?
Sure. You can listen.
So we could make comments without getting in trouble.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, I'd like to tape it, please. Yep, all right.
I'd like to say that as far as the insurance is concerned, it doesn't make a difference to me one way or the other. But, Chuck, I have to agree with your email that you sent out the other day, and it was one of the concerns that the sheriff brought up, that should we go with Mercy, we're going to be back into the same situation a year from now that it is going up. And the one concern that brought me here is because it was the same concern that you mentioned in your email. One of the key factors in reaching your decision was the process Mercy used in pricing its bid. The second thing I'd like to say is I've been here for 19 years and have gone through several different insurance companies, Blue Cross, Mercy, Cox, back to Mercy, back to Cox, and et cetera. One of the things I found with Mercy is that they did not pay their bills on time. I have also known that there are four people in our department right now that Mercy is under a lawsuit in which they are paying back prescription bills of which they overcharge for. A couple of the people that received the checks are here in this meeting today. So I have a concern with Mercy as far as the billing process is concerned. Maybe they've taken care of it, that I don't know. The other one is the adamantly one that I have to take into consideration because there's quite a few in our department who have catastrophic illnesses. Chuck, I completely agree with what you stated in your email, especially I believe it was the last paragraph in which you stated that also if Mercy significantly increases our rates next year, we would have to make another change, and these employees would have to change doctors once again. I believe that that would be too much to ask. I completely, wholeheartedly agree with it. Anyone who faces a catastrophic illness, whether it's cancer, whether it's diabetes, whether it's an unknown right at this time, the one thing that they do not need to add to the burden of their worries, and that is, are we going to have to change insurance? Are we going to have to change doctors? Are we going to go through all of these testing again, the same test that was done with another insurance company? They don't need that burden. I completely agree with you, and I applaud you for making your stand in the email of what you did.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Maggie. Who's next? Oh, we won't bite you, I promise. Now, somebody may make fun of you. I'm just teasing. Come share your thoughts. If you don't, we'll close, and you can talk to me on one-on-one or Jim one-on-one. You're not bashful, are you?
Not only. Oh, somebody's keys.
Oh, mine. Thank you.
My question is this, Chuck and Jim. Quit grinning. Okay, we had a 4% increase last year, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
We're having a 4% increase this year with Cox.
Correct.
And we're going to have probably a 4-6 next year with Cox. Are we going to go through the same discussion next year and the same argument and the same fight how many years in a row?
It's good question. Thanks for asking it. The comment that Akers and Argonne made somewhat to that question was because of Obamacare, we don't know what to expect next year. And that's one part of the answer, maybe. Another part of the answer is the insurance companies have, when Cox made their bid, supposedly, and I don't doubt it, they've looked at how much cost we put on them with people being sick, and that's where they come up with their 4% raise. If our cost had gone down, we'd have probably had a 0% raise.
So basically all
you've been there
doing
before in your business, so.
Oh, absolutely.
We don't know is the bottom yeah line.
And so we're actually just putting a Band-Aid on something that, till next year. It's basically, and we're going to be in the same boat with the same concerns.
I think that's a pretty good guess. Yep.
Yeah.
And
being in business, I mean, we had to change insurances all the time.
Did you?
You know, yeah, same thing. You know, you have to go with what's going to save the most money.
Sure.
And speaking for a single income family now, that's taking a chunk. I mean, it takes a chunk out of my paycheck to cover my family.
Yep.
There's not a lot left when you're looking at $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a year coming out. And then on top of that, to put no raisin with it, that's a huge chunk.
So can I be so bold to ask, am I hearing you say you'd rather take the no-cost increase now and see what happens next year?
That's just mine. I mean, I'm ready to make the change either way. I just, you know, we were talking about spending all this money, you know, that we didn't have, and now we're going to stay with it and still spend all this money that we don't have.
Thank you.
So that's just
I'm going to put you down as you'd be happy to change.
Oh, yeah. Am I getting in trouble if I come up?
Yeah, you're getting in trouble. Has that stopped you before?
Well, I think I mentioned to at least one of you gentlemen that early on before you voted that when we thought it was going to cost $90,000 to the taxpayers of Taney County, that I thought it was a horrible waste of taxpayer money. But when I thought it was good for the employees, I said, as a taxpayer, I'm against it, and as an employee, I'd just like to thank you. Well, I've looked at the figures that other people have done, and I'm not schizophrenic anymore. I'm of one mind.
Wait a minute.
Wait a second. Is this
You sure you have this on tape?
Right mind, you said, right?
I'm of one mind.
Oh, not right mind, okay.
My understanding is that if you're an employee and you have your spouse insured, that the difference between the HMO if we stay where we're at and the HMO if we go to the Mercy Plan is going to mean $474 for the year or $39.50 per month. That's the difference in the two. And if you're insuring your entire family, the difference is $853 per year. It's a lot of money. And that's about $25 a month. And someone calculated that it would take 80 urgent care visits at the increased copay rate or 170 doctor visits at the increased copay rate in order to make up the difference for that $853. That's a lot of money. And you're going to be spending $70,000 more of the taxpayers' money in order to stay with a plan that's going to cost your a lot of your employees an extra $850 that year. That's all I have to say.
Just one comment, Bob. I didn't follow your numbers very closely, but they seem to be a lot higher than what I heard.
That's the swing, not the what it'll cost you additional over this year. That's the swing. That's the difference. The difference next year between Mercy and staying where we are.
Okay. So it's the same figures that we got. All right. Very good. It was just different, and I wanted to be sure we were on apples to apples. Okay. We didn't make much fun of Bob. Who else wants to speak?
Just wanted to make a couple quick comments. Basically, when you're looking at somebody who, like myself, has been in the hospital a number of times this year, and dealing with a illness that they still haven't figured out what's wrong, when you start having to talk about changing doctors, and the doctors no longer want to look at all of the testing that you've already paid for, and I've already paid now 2 years worth of my maximum out-of-pockets for testing, which is $4,000 out of my own pocket, and they still can't tell me what's going on. When we change doctors and the doctor says, I want you to go back for your MRI, I want you to go back for your CT scan, I want you to go back for all of these testing, and that hits my $2,000 or $3,000, whatever our out-of-pocket is on the new plan, that directly comes out of my pocket again, which I understand next year I'll have another, you know, out-of-pocket maximum. But I may not have to hit that out-of-pocket maximum again if I don't have to run the same test that my doctors last month ran. You know, so that would be my biggest concern with changing doctors. I mean, and changing plans is the fact that I may be forced to change a doctor, which will cause me to have to rerun similar tests. If I could say that Mercy's doctors were going to fix what's wrong with me, woohoo, let's jump. But so far, nobody's been able to figure anything out. So at this point, you know, I have to look at what's going to come out of my pocket. And it would seem like if I have to pay for the same testing over and over, you know, and then next year what happens? Does Mercy come back and do what they've done to the county in the past with this huge increase, and then we change back? Now I've got to come back and do the same testing again. You know, I understand it costs, you know, a little less for each person. But
hey, Bill, what doctors are your doctors here? Are they in Springfield primarily? What doctors are you using?
Primarily the ones I have are down here, but the specialist they're trying to start sending me to is in Springfield.
Okay.
Which right now I'm trying to get to the specialist in Springfield before I hit January to where I'm paying that out of pocket again.
Gotcha.
You know, so now if we do decide to change, do I cancel my appointment in December, wait 4 more months because that's what it's taken me to get into the specialists? Mm-hmm. You know, wait 4 more months to get into Mercy's specialists?
Right.
Or do I pay it and then pay it again? So, thank you.
Hear you loud and clear.
They have caseworkers. I know what everybody's kind of worried about, but they
You've got to
what
that
in
microphone.
The world are you doing?
John, I thought
good
we had trained
night
you by now.
Payroll, I'm not talking.
It's for all the people who are listening in, if there is any. So.
But they have
Don Blue, is that the mic
Don
now?
Blue. But I know I'm concerned too, because I'll tell you what happened last time we changed over. And I've told several of this as they come in. My daughter was in about the same predicament some of you guys are in. And we were with, at that time, we were with Mercy, and they changed over to Cox. And they have social or whatever, they call them social workers sometimes at the hospital. Caseworkers is what Dixie's calling them, that comes in and takes your case. And I know whenever we signed up last time and changed over, they come in, and when we signed up at the very beginning, they had people, you told them right then what you were going through, and they worked really well, I thought, at that time. There is going to be some problems. There always is. But I think, you know, if that is, that's one thing. I know the deductibles, but see, next year you're going to pay a deductible for anything that you're doing. And you know, your deductible starts over January 1. So, you know, I know there is, and that I just think I've seen what Melissa went through, and I, you know, they worked so well, both sides did. So I don't know what the answer is, but I would prefer to stay with Mercy, because I've heard a lot of people say right now the price of gas and everything else, if we put that 4% on them, it's going to hurt.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry, I missed the last part of that.
Well, if you put 4%, if they're paying for any family premiums,
okay,
and their 4% increases, then they're, you know, right now paying the price of gas also hits too, and of course food's not going down too fast. So
yep.
It's there's a lot of issues, and it's hard to hit all of them.
Yep.
Good afternoon, Gary Morgan. I just have a couple of comments, and I understand your dilemma, and I think I understand both sides of the issue, and I can sympathize with everyone. But I appreciate what Don said about the caseworkers, and I certainly hope that if we do change to Mercy, that's something that can be researched. Like Bill's dilemma, he's been waiting 4 months to see a specialist. He's got ongoing problems that affects his ability to work. He's lost all of his sick pay, all of his comp time, all of his vacation to illness. If he continues to be sick, is he going to have to wait 4 more months to get on the Mercy plan to see their specialists? I don't see why it wouldn't apply to them as well as it did to Cox. I'm sort of in the same situation as is Sean. I'm personally dealing with 4 specialists in the Cox system. I don't really have a problem switching to doctors, but that's going to mean another delay of several months getting on track to see them. I've got some I've been waiting for since September, and I hope in January. So it doesn't matter to me, but Bill's got an appointment in a week or so. Does he go ahead and go through that, or does he wait? And you know, we're talking thousands of dollars, a couple of thousand dollars out of his pocket next year. Should he if this caseworker issue, if there's some substance to that, that would certainly be a solution. But where do they draw the line? How long can they allow someone to continue on a Cox plan? So I'd certainly like to know more about that to see what resolution there might be to some of our issues. But I sympathize, especially if we're not talking any increases in salary for our hourly people next year, whether you're looking at a 4% increase or whether you're looking at a known $2,000 in the first couple of months out of your pocket. Either one's going to hurt, and so you've got a real dilemma. But I would certainly think that the caseworker issue would be something we'd want to proceed or to follow up and see what kind of help they can give us in some of these situations.
Another reason for not being in a hurry today is this issue, which I'd heard a little about. And another issue that's come to me through the email process is I think we've got 2 different ladies that are expecting a baby in January, and they've got some issues about how that change would work. So, in next week, even though we won't be here we can still be doing some work to maybe define what those two positions will, I mean, how that would work out if we changed. You know, how good is the caseworker and what can we depend on there? And what about the new moms that are coming on? How are they going to be affected when they have a baby in January and blah, blah, blah?
I can understand. I would think that a pregnant lady would certainly qualify, but I don't know how an ongoing illness that can't be or has no diagnosis yet.
Right.
Do they say, well, you've got 60 days or 30 days or how long are we going to work with you to resolve this issue? And like I say, in the meantime, I can assure you that I've got people are going to lose their vacation, their sick pay, and all that again right after the first of the year because the illnesses aren't going to quit. But the expense will go on. So that's really all my comment is.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate you speaking up.
I just wanted a point of clarification. The vote that was 2 days ago was to make the change to stay at Cox. So right now, under the current motion and what was passed, is that Cox will stay in place. So if nothing happens, I just want to make sure everyone knows, if nothing happens, then we will stay with Cox and the 4% will kick in January. But that's one thing I want to make sure you understand. You guys aren't in the parliamentary procedures all the time, so there was a vote a couple days ago. I said, what does that mean? Well, so just to let you know, right now the vote, and we're not, and like Chuck said, he's not reconsidering and Danny's not reconsidering right now. So if nothing happens, the plan is to stay with Cox and for next year, for clarification.
Let me clarify it. Mm-hmm. Danny mentioned this morning that he was not willing to change. I'm here to listen to what folks have to say. I'm willing to change my mind.
No, I didn't mean to say you weren't. I just meant to say that the vote, if there's no more votes or no more meetings.
That's where we're at.
That's where we're at.
I got you. Donna.
Well, the biggest concern I think I've heard from people who don't want to go with Cox is the cost. And that's the cost not for the employee, but for spouse and children. So I wondered, and you may have already done this, and I apologize if you have, have you looked at having an alternate plan for spouse and children that would be for just major medical cost? Therein, the cost of that insurance might be lower. So give them two choices, a more extensive plan that would cost them X number of dollars and a coverage for major medical that might be a lower cost that would then alleviate those who have a lower income. And I don't know if that's possible. It's just a suggestion.
So, all right. Sometimes don't think too quick. Say that again. You're talking about a different policy that an employee could put their
still through either Cox or Mercy, whichever one we're going through, but have a choice of selecting for the family members either just major medical, because if you have three children, the odds are that they're not going to have a lot of big medical problems, and if they do, they're going to be major medical, just doctor's visits and whatnot. And when you're talking, from what I've heard, a very, very high cost, they could also have the alternative to just have the major medical insurance and thereby lowering that amount that they have to pay.
Okay.
I don't think we didn't do that, Chuck. Is that correct? And looking at all the stuff we got from Acres.
Okay. I mean, they gave us numerous options.
Yeah, I didn't
know
if they'd offered you that possibility.
I don't believe they have,
Donna. But that would be one way. I know my husband's insurance has done that in the past, and we've tried to determine which way we wanted to go with the major medical or less. So just a suggestion.
Educate me on major medical. I'm not a big insurance guy. Are you talking like a high deductible type insurance?
Like if a child or a spouse had to go into the hospital for a hospital visit for a surgery, it would be a major medical, where you could do away with all of your doctor's visits.
Okay.
You're not getting covered for doctor's visits, but you might, you know, I don't know what plans they would put together, but they're generally called major medical expenses.
Gotcha. Okay. That'd be good.
I'm Sean McKinley. I'm kind of in the same situation as Gary and Bill at the moment, and since this started 6 months ago, I've been to six different doctors. Had major surgery, and while all of this would really stink to have to go through again, I understand the commission's decision doesn't just lie with a few, it lies with the entire county. And I know that it impacts more than just a few of us. But speaking to what Bob had mentioned earlier, I have two children, and my wife and I use urgent care almost all the time because we don't have the time to get off during the day. My wife works in a daycare or a school, Kirbyville, and both of my children are exposed to every germ you can think of throughout the school. So my kids go there a lot, whether it's the swine flu, pink eye, or all kinds of things. So I'm sure that our family happens to go above and beyond what Bob was talking about, in 80 in a year. And that one, I don't know if anybody else in the county has any situation like that. So you can see from my standpoint, I would much prefer to stay with Cox because it benefits me the most. But I also understand that you guys have a lot more to look at. While it would benefit me the most, I would say you guys need to make the decision for the county to benefit everybody, not just the needs of a few. But I'll also say this. Even being on Cox and staying on Cox, my last doctor started ordering the same tests that I'd already performed. So just because we would possibly move to a new one doesn't necessarily mean that if you're going to multiple doctors like I am, that you're not going to be paying for the same tests over and over and over again. Now, if we can get the commission to find us some really good doctors that'll fix everything, that'd make me happy. That's all.
Thanks, Sean. Other comments? Mr. Tim.
Hi, I'm Tim Gilzo. My wife works for the state, and they're currently going through a very similar situation. But they are giving the possibility, the options, to letting the employees actually choose out of the two plans, what company they want to go with. And the simple fact that they're going to carry both plans and let the employees choose. And I didn't know if you guys had looked into that, where I know it's 50-50 right now for the county. 50% of the county would benefit from this way, and the other 50 would benefit for this way. Is there any way you guys could make a compromise with the companies, saying?
We did ask that question, Tim. The price that they bid us, both Cox and Mercy, was 100% of the business.
Uh-huh.
Our rates would go really, really high to get that option available.
They're doing the 50-50.
Yeah. Because of the sheer volume of the state, they can do that because of just the sheer volume of employees. With us, they've already indicated, they didn't give us a dollar figure, but they indicated that it would be a large increase to go to what they would think of 50% of the business,
okay,
either Cox or Mercy. So we don't have a hard quote, but we did ask that to Mercy. We did ask that to Acres either the last time or the time before they were here, and they said it really is from economies of scale and the efficiencies and the costing, it wouldn't help us at all. It would be not affordable at that point.
Does it cost any money to get the quote? That's my question.
No, it doesn't cost money. But once again, no, it doesn't cost any money.
Okay. So could we still get it in and maybe have that as a third option versus choice A, choice B for you guys? You do now have a choice C that way.
I can call and ask them. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks.
I think we got time to do it.
Decision's already made. That's what I'm saying. This decision's already been made. That's where this is a very, this open is very unique because the decision is already made. And if nothing happens, if nothing happens, it's done.
What you meant to ask was, when would a different decision have to be made? My thought, Jim's point is we've made a decision. in order to change that decision, my guess is that it's going to need to happen in the next 3 weeks, something like that.
Don's giving me a look.
Wanted to go with Mercy?
What?
Pardon me?
I understand that the decision has been made, and I guess I was kind of shocked when I got the email saying, okay, now we're back at doing this again. Was there a lot of people within the county?
Half.
Half?
It's down the middle, guys. I mean, what you've got is, maybe it's not half, it's 40% plus. So it's just very split. I mean, everyone has their own personal experiences with Cox and with Mercy, both current and past. And I understand. There's a large percentage that would like to change. And so that's I think, part of what, before I voted, that was a big decision too, is, how many people are we talking? And we got a lot. And the interesting thing is, after the vote, I've even got more emails of them wanting to Mercy. So I think the percentage is pretty even. It really is. And maybe it's not half. Maybe it's 60-40 favoring Cox. But the biggest factor, I want to make sure that you understand, is that the factor that the existing people with current existing care, that weighs heavy. I mean, because that's a big deal. And I'm not going through that, and I can't even say I know what it's like, but I know that when I've needed a doctor, the thought of having to switch halfway through a diagnosis is not exciting whatsoever. And saying, okay, I can save you money, that's difficult to say that's worth the dollar figure that we're trying to save the money. So that was a big decision. I know that all three of us, when we were talking about that, that was something heavy on us to say, saving the money is more important than people switching doctors. If Cox would have came back with a 0% increase, I think that we would have just left it the way it was. I think what it came down to is, now that everyone's going to see an increase, that's what probably makes it a little more difficult for everyone to digest the price increase. But I think we've got, Don, it's about 2 weeks. We've got about 2 weeks. Probably the first week, the 30th of November. So, yeah, we don't have quite as much as I thought, but
week from Monday.
Yeah, week from Monday. So we got to make the decision in November for us to do all the things we have to do to hit January 1st date. So if a reconsider vote's going to be on the agenda, it would be on the 30th, probably, Chuck, don't you think?
That was my thought.
Yeah, if there is going to be another vote or anything like that, it would be on the 30th. But yeah, the decision really needs to be in concrete and set by the end of November.
And Maggie, I've got a couple emails, copies here, asking us to reconsider. And there was, I think, quite a few more than that. But anyway, and I think I already said it, but say it again, there were those that felt like they didn't know what was going on, didn't have an opportunity to input. That was another reason that I felt like I need to leave my mind open to it and give folks an opportunity to speak up. Speaking to the percentages, I sent out an email this morning, and I asked, I think I even underlined specific, just as you did, Maggie, you didn't say you don't care. You said you don't care either way. You gave your comments, which is all fine, but that doesn't tell if we were
right.
Taking a poll.
We don't have a survey.
It's very difficult to understand.
I would vote for Cox, and I would say to stay at Cox, mainly because of the people with the catastrophic illnesses. They don't need that burden on top of them.
Okay.
It's worth the extra money, even if the county had to absorb some of it for them.
That's why I put my email specifically, tell me, and I've replied to those that have already sent replies back that weren't specific, and asked them to specify, you want to change to Mercy, or you want to stay at Cox at a higher price?
You want to stay at Cox.
Okay.
I want to change.
Okay. Anybody else? Have at it.
My entire family wants to stay at Cox.
Okay.
And retired.
Okay.
just ask a question real quick?
Absolutely.
I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
You do that all the time.
It's an attorney move.
What are the possibilities? I don't know how many people want to stay at Cox because they have catastrophic illnesses. I know there are several. That situation is very understandable. It's going to cost the county $70,000 to stay with Cox over what it'll cost them to go with Mercy. What would it cost maybe to – is there a way at some cost – to have some sort of Cadillac insurance policy for those five, six people, you know, however many it is, to keep them with their doctors and save the county money net, allowing them to stay with their doctors and saving the other employees the $843 or the $400-and-something dollars a year. Just a suggestion.
Wait a minute. You said you had the answer. You asked a question. What's the answer?
I was going to ask if you had checked into that, and I know the answer to that.
The answer is no, Bob.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
We're going to know the folks at Acres and Arney better yet when we're done here. Okay, Bob's question. We got Tim's question. And the pregnancy. Did you learn anything on that, Dixie? Or you got anything to add to this?
I did go ahead and call Vicki, who's on vacation. She said that would fall under the case management. They would go ahead and have their babies at Cox and then gradually work into a St. John doctor later, which is good.
Okay. I'd ask you to do something else. You're such a good sport. Would you find out who I could talk to at Mercy, just that I could visit with how that case stuff works.
Okay. Do you remember Sam Drysdale?
Is that who I need to talk to?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. He was good
to
work
Sam.
With.
Sam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks. Speak up. Come up, speak up. You got to come up. Should come up. I let a few get by with it, didn't I?
Candy King. And when you first started talking about the insurance issue, before we had any numbers or anything, I think I sent y'all an email saying, didn't matter to me. I've been on both. I've worked for the county. Mercy was good. Cox is okay. And I didn't like changing doctors when I had to change from Mercy.
Right.
And so, anyway, now I'm settled in. I have five specialists, you know, and some of them are on both plans, some of them aren't. My very most important specialist is on both. So I really didn't care except for the money when y'all made your decision. And then yesterday in the mail, I got a letter from him saying he's leaving the practice. So... Well, you know, I can't blame you for that. I mean, he's leaving. You know, he's Cox and he's Mercy. He's leaving.
I'm sorry.
Now what am I going to do? You know, well, I got to find a new doctor. And he's an endocrinologist, and he covers a lot of different things. But anyway,
so
I don't like it. I can't do anything about it, but I've got to accept it.
So change policy or not, you got to find another doctor.
Yeah, that's right. Before I came here, I was in Texas, and I worked in county government there for 15 years, and I had two sets of doctors, insurance A and insurance B, because every 2 or 3 years they changed. So when I was on A, I went to my A doctors, and when they switched over to B, I switched over back to my B doctors. So, I mean, it's nothing new to me.
Yeah.
It's just in the wake of the economy, it just, you know, it's a little hard to take. So that was my comment.
So your comment would be?
Cheap. Mercy.
Gotcha.
Something else. I don't know if you guys, I know that MAC conference is coming up soon.
Yes, ma'am.
It's coming up on Sunday.
So I don't know if that would be something that y'all could maybe even do a little roundtable on with some of your...
Well,
What Bob Paulson from the back of the room is saying, it's one of the general discussion areas.
He knows better to come to the mic, but he didn't.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, that would be something that maybe we all could talk about, getting a group, a big group, like as many as the state, you know, maybe not as many as the state, but that many employees from X amount of counties going on to a health plan together and get cheaper rates. So, that's all.
Glad you mentioned that, Candy. I got a opportunity to talk to Daryl Decker, who used to be a county commissioner mm-hmm. in Greene County. And after leaving that job, he puts counties together and gets a big group and sells. Mm-hmm. And he called, just a few days ago and asked what we were paying to see if it would be wise for us to hook up with him. Told him what our situation was. He said, you got a good deal. Stay where you're at. The other thing he said was there was a number of counties, because of the economy, were having to cut back on their, they were going to not as good benefits to still be able to have some insurance. Because as we all know, Tane County's been blessed with a little bit of a rainy day fund that a lot of counties don't have. Who else? Debbie? Change or no? I don't mean to put you under pressure. Nobody's under pressure, seriously.
Right now, I'd vote change.
Okay. What about you, Sonny boy? You're so young, you don't even think about health care.
I can't wait to get insurance, period. So.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready, you know, I'll start tomorrow. You guys can pick whatever you want.
When we got Ryan, we got a good computer guy, and we got a lot of fun with it. We got a lot of
happy medium.
All right. Pretty quiet. I think we've heard from about everybody. Emails are open. Girls have got my cell phone. If you're talking to other people, ring us up. Ring me up anyway. And yes, sir. You all are on the list. Hey, Paulson, I need to talk to you if you're still out there. Helen, which way did you want to go? Are you only listening? I need to speak to you. Don't get away.
I'm not going
anymore. All right. All right, we'll recess and...
I shouldn't have come up to the mic.
Okay.
I just want to tell someone I just got a phone call that Liz took 10 steps.
All right.
The most she's been walking since, they're doing therapy twice a day, so she was able to take 10 steps.
That's awesome. Are you rushed out of here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If we can go back into executive session,
sure.
I need to do that.
All right.
Bob will let us. Hey, Bob, can we go back into executive session? Thanks for coming.
As always, a pleasure to see you guys.
Don't leave. Stay cool.
Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Candy.
We were looking for an excuse, Helen, so you're fine.
Hey, Gary, if you can hang around just a second, or you need to be someplace?
No.
I would like to go back into executive session for personnel. We were on this morning. Can I use that? Or it's very close to an emergency. We're going to be gone for Monday, Tuesday, Jim's Wednesday.
If it's something that has to be dealt with today, that can't be dealt with,
There could be.
If it's an emergency, it's an emergency.
I mean, it's a health issue that. And it's not insurance I'm talking about.
Okay. I mean,
okay.
It may very well be
I'll make a motion to go into executive session under emergency.
Deal with it now.
Personnel issue.
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
Would you guys close that door for us?